Welcome to this episode of Courier Conversations. Now here's your hosts, Jeff Robinson and Todd Deaton.
Hello, my name is Jeff Robinson. I am the brand new president and editor-in-chief at the Baptist Courier, and this is my debut as the host of Courier Conversations. And it is only fitting that I have a dear friend with me this afternoon to help me over my nerves and help me through this first this maiden voyage of my my time here at the Courier. Having me today, Dr. Nathan Finn, the provost at North Greenville University. We a long time friend, a fellow Georgia native, fellow Georgia Bulldog fan, and so don't hold that against us out there to too great a degree. But we have him here this afternoon to talk about a variety of things, including what's going on up at North Greenville. But Nathan, welcome among us. It's great to have you with me for the, as I said, the maiden voyage of Courier Conversations here.
Well, Jeff, let me say two things. First, welcome to South Carolina. You're going to love it here. Mm-hmm. And number two, this is a really big risk having me as the first person on here. I'm going to do my best to trip you up.
Why do you think I ask you? I'm known as a risky person, so here we go. We'll hopefully get off to a good start. I think we will. Nathan and I have known each other for a long, long time. We've run together at Southern Baptist conventions and roomed together, and we're both Baptist historians, and we love to talk about dead people because we've always said that they're easier to deal with than people who are living, aren't they?
Absolutely. Give me dead people's letters over living people's emails any day.
That's right. They won't embarrass you on Twitter, will they?
That's right.
Well, let's dive right into just some general questions related to you. Last summer in Anaheim, California, a long way from here, you were elected recording secretary of the Southern Baptist Convention. And I got to ask you, I've been a Southern Baptist all my life, and I got to tell you, I'm not really sure what a recording secretary does. So tell me about the position, what you're up to, and what that all entails.
So that's a great question. So the recording secretary is one of our oldest positions in the Southern Baptist Convention. And back in the 19th century, it was literally the person who took all the notes down and then published the annual, as well as notes of later things like executive committee meetings and whatnot. So it was a pretty strategic role from the very beginning. Whenever John Yates, who did this role for 25 years, announced that he was not going to run for re-election, it really wasn't on my radar, but a couple of friends came to me and said, you know, we think you ought to pray about this. And the way that they pitched it to me is, this is the position that helps us tell our story. You know, now there's a much bigger support group, help from the executive committee staff and others in terms of producing the actual annual the annual that comes out of the meeting. Mm-hmm. So they said, you know, it's not as labor intensive as it used to be, but you're making sure that we get the facts right. And in the future, people are going to look at this document that you've edited and brought together, mm-hmm. and said, this is what Southern Baptists were doing for such a time as this. And when they pulled on the Baptist history heartstrings, I thought, well, I'm going to go to the SBC anyway. Why not go and do that? So really, I haven't perform the function yet. This will be the first year, and I am running for re-election. So if you're listening, be a messenger, vote for me. But I look forward to helping Southern Baptists record and tell their story.
Well, now that I know that, you're definitely the apt person for that, for sure. Being a historian and editor, which I like that. We like fixing other people's copy, right?
That's right. That's right.
And making sure that everything's just right. So, yeah, that is a very important position, actually. And so we're glad you're there, and we pray that you'll be reelected at the coming convention in New Orleans, which is not far away.
We're less than 100 days from being in the best food city in America.
Boy, you're right about that. You are right. That's where my wife and I honeymooned, and we honeymooned mainly because we're deeply committed to food, like good Southern Baptists, right? And so we realized that was probably the highlight for us, was what we ate down there, and that's another podcast for another time, maybe not, but we look forward to that. Let's talk about the SBC for a moment. It's a good segue. There's a lot we could talk about here. We could talk for months on end about the current state of the SBC and what's, you know, we're the SBC, the Southern Baptists are never boring people. We'll give them that, right? Being a Southern Baptist all my life, and you the same, we both know that. We're heading toward this annual meeting in New Orleans and a lot of news out there. How do you assess things at the moment? Are you encouraged about Southern Baptist life? Are you discouraged? Are you concerned? I mean, you hear everything from where everything's, we're okay, you're okay, to it's the end of the world as we know it. What should we think about the current state of the SBC?
I think the most honest answer that I can give is that I am concerned but hopeful. I'm not pessimistic about our long-term trajectory. I think we have 50,000 churches and millions of people who love Jesus, love His bride, and love the lost. I'm excited about where I think the Lord is leading us, but there's no doubt that it's a time of turmoil right now. Mm-hmm. Some of those are problems of our own making, like the sex abuse scandal. Others are just issues that we need to work through and clarify. How do we relate being a complementarian denomination and a confessional denomination with cooperation for the sake of the Great Commission? And then some of it is just the ongoing external pressures that are out of our control as theologically and ethically orthodox Christians in a decadent culture. How do we navigate some of those challenges? So there's all kinds of things happening that cause me concern and heartburn, but I'm not discouraged about the outlook of Southern Baptists. I think this is a time for us to be faithful, to clarify, to focus on the things that we agree on, be sure that we're disagreeing on the right stuff for the right reasons, and stay on mission. And I don't think the Lord is done with us yet, unless Jesus is going to come back. And if Jesus is going to come back soon, then I'm not real worried about what happens to the SBC.
Amen. Well, one of my close friends who's been an SBC pastor for a long time calls us, he said, we're God's clumsy bride. And I think that's true in this age and every age. And I mean, and if we survive the inerrancy controversy, I feel like we're probably going to survive this by God's grace.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely.
Do you have a story to tell? Courier Publishing specializes in helping pastors, church leaders, missionaries, and other first-time authors bring their manuscripts to publication. Whether your book is intended for family and friends, or you want to offer your book through the world's largest online bookseller, we can help. Ask us about our new audiobook production option. Call us today at 864-232-8736 or visit couriepublishing.com.
Yeah, so we've been there before. And the good news is, I think, and I think you'll agree with this, we're talking about theology a lot. We're talking about things that matter. There are denominations that are on the they're not on the downgrade. They've downgraded. They've given over to issues of marriage and gender and things like that. They're not talking about it. They're already gone, to put a good old Eagles song. But we're talking about these things. We're talking about theology and that the Bible, and that matters a lot.
I think it does matter a lot. I think we have so many common starting places in the Southern Baptist Convention. We see the fruit of the conservative resurgence. What we're really aiming for now is a Great Commandment resurgence. Mm-hmm. How can we just love each other more, hold each other accountable better, and link arms more faithfully to do all the things that the Lord is calling us to do?
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about Baptist history for a moment, a topic that is near and dear to both of our hearts. Baptists have a rich history. I don't think most Southern Baptists, I grew up ignorant of our history. I mean, I knew a few things. I would have traced our history back to probably to Billy Graham or maybe Dr. Rogers or people like that, you know, wonderful, wonderful men, titans on the landscape of our denominational history. But I didn't know our history until I went to seminary and learned about our history and began to teach it. How important is it that Southern Baptists know their history? And as the new editor here at the Baptist Courier, who's deeply interested in these things, how can we teach people how important Baptist history is and what a rich heritage that we have theologically, confessionally, and in terms of just the influence we've had in this country and beyond?
That's a great question. You know, I draw an analogy between Baptist history and genealogy in some ways. There are lots of folks in our culture who are interested in genealogy. They want to know what was going on before the stories they've heard from their grandparents. Right. You know, what was happening in the generation before that? Where were my people before they were wherever it is that I grew up or whatnot? It's understandable to want to know your family story. And today, Baptist history, it's really first and foremost about knowing our family story. We live in a post-denominational age where in many ways, rightly so, belief and practice matters more than labels. Mm-hmm. And I affirm that. What you believe and how you live that out matters mm-hmm. more than what the church sign or the church legal documents or whatever says. But at the same time, labels like Baptist are tied historically to particular beliefs and particular ways of doing things. And so all that much more important that we help Baptist people, even if some of them don't realize they're Baptist people, to understand what it has meant historically to be Southern Baptist. What are the really good things about that? What are some terrible mistakes that we've made over the years? And we don't want to repeat those mistakes, even in new contexts. And then how can we leverage in some ways knowledge of that past faithfulness and unfaithfulness at points, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, apply that to our present context for the sake of present-day faithfulness. The better we know our history, the better we're able to live faithfully in the present and move faithfully into the future. And so, to me, the Baptist story is our family story, and it's important for us as individuals and vocations where we're helping people to think in certain ways. It's important for pastors and other ministry leaders. It's important for parents who care about these things to help the next generation and many in the present generation to know our story so that they better know how their story in this moment fits in that story for the glory of God, the health of the church, and the sake of the lost.
Yeah, a few years ago when I pastored in Birmingham, Alabama, one of my elders said, why don't you teach your Baptist history class to this church during the summer? And so I thought, that's a great idea. And I think the children's class is still met, but the rest of the church met all summer in this class. And I stripped it of all the academia, all the academic framework, and made it much more lay friendly. Didn't give them exams or anything, like papers or anything like that. And I think we had about 80 people come to Sunday school all summer, and they were fascinated. I tried to make it exciting and not dull. Nothing worse than people who teach history in a boring manner, right? And I was amazed how the passion they had for it. And how they said, we never knew this. We never really knew why we were Baptist. And so that's one way I tried to do this a few years ago, and I was surprised at how much they liked it. Because I first thought, we put out a sign-up sheet, and I thought, this will be a blank piece of paper in a couple of weeks. But they signed up, and they asked good questions and said, you know, we didn't know a lot of this, and we're thankful to know it now.
You know, I've had similar experiences in more than one church I've been a member of. And for most of my ministry, I've done itinerant preaching. You know, I'm coming mm-hmm. in, and I'm filling the pulpit, or the church is in between pastors and I'm filling in, or I'm coming and doing a revival. So I've been in lots of churches and lots of places, and I can't tell you how many times over the years it's been the sort of opportunity where you're preaching a Sunday morning service, but there's a Sunday afternoon something about Baptist history mm-hmm. or Baptist identity, or a Saturday night seminar on Baptist history and Baptist identity. And in almost every case, dozens of churches, multiple states, people have said, why haven't I heard this before? Yeah. Or, I haven't heard this in years. This is so encouraging. Thanks for reinforcing what all of us used to know. People are hungry for this. They really are.
I agree. So pastors out there, don't hesitate to teach that, or to get one of us to come in and teach it. We want to see that increase. So one more question before we go. You are obviously the provost at North Greenville University. We want to talk about that great school here for just a moment. Obviously, last year they won the national baseball championship in their division.
Exactly,
which is
right.
Which is, of course, no end to the excitement with that. And but what else is going on in North Greenville that you're encouraged about these days? Tell me some things that our listeners need to know about.
Well, I think I do need to begin by saying that our baseball team is doing really good this year, mm-hmm. and I'm hopeful that just like those Georgia Bulldogs Amen, are the brother. Back-to-back college football Division I national champs, that the North Greenville Crusaders are going to be back-to-back Division II baseball champs, and we're enjoying that. But there's so many things that we're excited about right now. We're in the process of renovating our administrative building. It's the most prominent building with the most prominent place on our campus, setting on our campus. And we're renovating that not only to house administrative offices, but to house our College of Business and Entrepreneurship, Christ-centered college, helping future business leaders to think about business from a Christian worldview. So we're very, very excited about that. We're excited about a new Master's of Arts in Biomedical Sciences that's going to allow students who have majored outside of the sciences to make a pivot into healthcare fields at the graduate level. We're really excited about that. And then in the realm of ministry and pastoral leadership, one of the things that we're really excited about is we now have two different local churches that we're partnering with. One's a South Carolina Baptist church. One is a Tennessee Baptist church just across the mountains. And we're offering graduate-level theological education in local churches and are loving growing those partnerships and seeing what happens with equipping people in the context of the local church for ministry leadership positions. And so there's a lot of great things happening, and I would encourage you, if you feel up to it, to maybe we could just get together and talk about that sometime on the podcast, or you could have Dr. Fant come. We love telling the North Greenville story to South Carolina Baptists and anybody else who will listen.
Well, you can consider that a date. We will be revisiting a conversation with you, with Dr. Fant, of course, in the future. We're just getting started here. Dr. Fant, we're out of time. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us this afternoon. Again, this is going to be the first of many conversations we have on this podcast, I believe, and Dr. Fant and many other guests here in South Carolina as we think about what Baptists are doing, how God's glory is being seen in the mission of Southern Baptists and all the rest. So thank you for your time, and we'll look forward to revisiting these and other things, other important topics soon.
Thanks again, Jeff, and again, welcome to South Carolina.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're glad you joined us for Courier Conversations, where we are informing and inspiring South Carolina Baptists and beyond. For more information about these topics and more, subscribe to our e-edition or go to our website at baptistcourier.com. The Courier is located in Greenville, South Carolina, as a multimedia ministry partner of the South Carolina Baptist Convention. To comment about today's podcast, email us at conversations@baptistcourier.com. This podcast produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions.